That your baby boy would one day walk on water. Hey, everyone. It's Kyle. Welcome to Humming Fools. That's one of my least favorite Christmas songs. You know what one of my favorite Christmas songs is?
What is it?
Your Face. Noah Bosley. Your Face is a symphony to me. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Noah, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Excited for this kind of different, shorter, casual episode discussion thing.
Yeah, I think all of those adjectives are correct. Yeah. And also, I think this is going to be our... I mean, as much as we've joked about not being prepared before, I think this one is the most.
For real. Like, usually we lie about it so that we can surprise you with how prepared we actually are and we sound intelligent, but...
Yeah, but this
for real
time,
this time.
This time it was, I mean, multiple conversations were had about what to talk about. And then I think in the end, it still wasn't a clear, like, what are we talking about exactly? Yeah. So yeah, we'll see if this ends up being a 5-minute episode or a 30 or a 40 or a 15. I could continue to list other time
how
lengths.
How many times are there?
So time is just a construct.
Yeah.
But yes, Humming Fools, thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening to this on Christmas, thank you so
much.
We
are dead. Oh.
Oh. If you're listening to this on Christmas, we're dead.
If you found this tape, I am no longer alive.
That means I am dead and that you have to travel to an island or something. That is an annoying movie cliche.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Merry Christmas if you're listening to us on Christmas. And if you're not, I hope that your Christmas went well. But also, Noah nodded his head affirmingly. If it didn't, know that that's okay. Christmas / the holiday season can kind of be a bummer for some people. And, you know, there's lights, there's the magic in the air, but stuff may not be so magic for you. And know that that's okay. You don't have to smile. You don't have to get on a reindeer who has a questionable, you know, light coming out of his nose. Mm-hmm. I don't think that reindeer is healthy.
Or do you think his nose is red because he drinks a lot?
Ooh. Yeah.
He's like, I got all this pressure from being the leading reindeer for freaking Santa.
Hey, Morty, you want to get on my back? You want to? No, I won't. I'm sorry. That's what
Santa is.
Yeah, Santa is Rick. Again, if no one watches Rick and Morty, which, I mean, could be likely. I don't know. I'm sorry. But yeah, we're going to kind of just our topic, if you will, it's kind of shorter. I don't know how much juice it has. But kind of talking about Christmas as a genre, you know, it's kind of interesting that out of all the holidays, this is the one that really is its own genre in entertainment. You know, you have Christmas movies, Christmas music, you know, books as well, even Christmas specials. Mm-hmm. While other holidays definitely will make appearances in media, but they're not really like the center point. You're not like, oh man, like you see that Thanksgiving movie? You know, it's not like, again, Spider-Man 1, Sam Raimi, Thanksgiving makes an appearance,
That's true.
No one's like, oh yeah, like that Thanksgiving superhero movie. It's just not a thing.
I've always only thought of Spider-Man as a Thanksgiving hero.
Well, maybe I need... he's the champion of turkeys and overeating and the terrible things that America did. I'm getting political. Oh,
well, and his nemesis is a...
A goblin. Which is a reference to a gobble-gobble from a turkey.
I know.
What were you saying?
Well, doesn't he have... Isn't there, like, pumpkins involved?
Yeah, Green Goblin throws
pumpkins. He throws
pumpkins.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's starting to make sense. Oh. What other Thanksgiving things are inspirement? No, this is about Christmas. Anyway, so we're going to kind of just unpack that a little bit, talk about what we like, what we don't like, what we find interesante, as they say in my homeland. First off, just, you know, jumping in, Noah, what are your feelings on Christmas in general?
Oh, I love it. I love the season. I love the celebration that it brings. I like the mood, the general mood.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird because there's not that much Christmas content in entertainment that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
There's stuff like, you know, oh, well, once a year you have to watch Elf and like things like that. But it's just, I don't know. And I like it when it appears in things. It kind of makes me feel like it's Christmas and all that stuff, you know, and just like brings that mood back. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's weird because I don't really ever think about, like, I don't really care about the gifts and all that stuff, even though I enjoy getting gifts and I enjoy.
I'm Noah and I don't. Listen, I'm not a material man. I'm just
not about the physical things. And so.
Yeah, you're about the emotional baby.
That's right. No, I enjoy getting gifts and I enjoy much more giving them, but it's really like that stuff that you can do year round, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Would you say that baguettes are the gift that keeps on giving?
Yes.
Fantastic.
To make you stop asking that, I'm going to say yes.
I was asking before we started recording. Noah is correct. Yeah, there is something about the magic in the air, mm-hmm. you know, the feeling. And I wonder how it would feel if I was somewhere hot, because I feel like the cold air paired with the lights, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But so if it was like someplace warm, I don't know if I would necessarily feel the same.
That's true. That's true.
In Ecuador, we would go to the beach after. So it wasn't, again, and sometimes, I don't know if we ever went before or during. I'm trying to remember, but... you know, there's that Colby Calle song mm-hmm. about Christmas in the sand and how she likes it better. And I chose to take her side because I like Colby. Also, shut up. It's an American classic. I want to know if she's still popular or not. I think that she's not. Again, not to put her down.
I think she's like generally enjoyed, but it's not like she's...
Well, I just mean like she's not still out there. Like really,
I don't
like,
feel like she is.
Really making the money and whatever. And again, like much... You know, will probably make more money than I will ever see. But that maybe first album, Bubbly.
Maybe she's put out a Christmas album.
Was the album called Bubbly?
No.
Okay. What was it called?
I don't know. It may have been Bubbly, but I don't think it was. Bubbly was the song.
Random sad story is my cousin played for her, and so for a while, and then he got me an autograph from her.
Played what? Like board games?
Yeah, he played board games with Colby Colley professionally.
No, for her.
Yeah. Like when she would go to casinos, like she would tell him what to do.
Hey, play this.
Hey. He was the drummer. Did I say that? Or I just, okay, sorry. Yeah. He was the drummer for her for a while. But yeah, she gave me an autograph, which was awesome.
Ooh.
But then when we went back to Ecuador, it disappeared. So I don't know if we just, yeah. Hey, you want a rocket launcher or an autograph from this American singer? but that was one of my most prized possessions. Ooh. I had a big crush and then it was stolen from me. But I do like her Christmas album.
Oh, she does have one?
Yeah, she does. And that's the song I was referencing is one of the popular ones off of Christmas in the Sand.
Gotcha.
So she likes it hot. During Christmas time, but that's not for me. I didn't expect to go on this whole journey, but again, that's the magic of this episode is it's a space for us to it's the magic of Christmas. And honestly, again, just reflecting on the past, I really miss Ecuador during Christmas. The States is fine, but
is it because that's where you grew up and that's what you associate with Christmas time is like childhood or?
I think a little bit, and also just the aesthetics that were present in Ecuador because, you know, in Quito, the capital, it was very much a city and it was colder. Mm. And so there was lots of big buildings with decorations and there was that awesome air. Like Quito's in a valley, and so you can just like look up and you like it's kind of Colorado. You just see – or places in Colorado. You see the mountains, you know, kind of hovering over you. And there were just fun traditions and, we had, a lot of, family friends there that we'd do stuff with, that were kind of like the second family, but kind of at that time for me, real family. And so it's just like, it was just very enjoyable, you know, going and getting that Christmas tray and maybe it is the magic of childhood, just a simpler time.
Yeah.
Counsel me some more. Ask me questions about, my mother. was it where you were, like, this is just me being ignorant about France, where you lived, what's the weather like? Is there any seasons or is it pretty consistent? Because Ecuador is pretty consistent. There's mainly just rainy season.
Yeah. In the south of France, it was pretty temperate. I mean, it's decently dry down there. And I feel like we had regular seasons. Like we'd have decent snow and good summers. I mean, I think across the board, it was pretty consistent. In the north of France, it felt a little gloomier overall. Okay. That's my memory of it. But yeah, I don't remember any big snow up there, though.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm jelly. We never got snow. And that was always like the one thing that would have made it perfecto.
Yeah.
As they say in the homeland. Oh. I felt like that was a really good like trailer voice.
It just was.
Yeah. Oh man, I miss him. But I'm too scared to go after it again.
I know. It's not gonna work.
So you talked about liking when Christmas stuff showed up in other things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean like in movies, like when it's not a Christmas-esque movie, but like seeing the holiday show up, or books, or comics, TV? What are you mentioning?
Yeah, movies and TV shows and stuff like that, like Christmas specials and TV shows, and like in Harry Potter and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
they go like they'll celebrate, you know, Christmas, and it's just like the whole mood and the aesthetic around it, and it's just kind of a interesting time. And you know, growing up, it's like, well, that means no school.
Yeah.
Keep going with the Harry Potter example, they're like out of school. And so that opens up potential for like other story where no one else is around, you know, and they get to do their own things.
Mm-hmm.
And people show, like, get someone else a gift, and you're like, oh, someone cares about this person, and, you know, and stuff like that.
Harry Potter.
I've always enjoyed it, and it's kind of, I don't know, it just puts me in the right mood for the holidays. Or like, you know, it's like when you, in a movie, when you see someone like get really cozy in bed and all that stuff, and you're like, oh, I wish I was in bed right now. And like, I could go to sleep, especially if I'm watching a movie late at night and I see someone in the movie like going to bed and looking really comfortable. I immediately get tired and I'm like, oh, I could definitely stop this movie right now and go to bed. And that's kind of what it's like with the Christmas stuff. It's like, man, I'm ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember last night while you were sleeping, watching you and being like, oh man, like I just wish that I was in that bed too.
That's right.
But it wasn't. It's not for me. No, a lot of the things that go with Christmas, like the snacks, the hot chocolate, the decorations. So I can see that of when it shows up in other stuff. It's like, ooh, like I want that too. Because it's just, it's fun.
Well, and there's stuff that's like kind of, like there's no rule about it, but a lot of stuff is exclusive to Christmas time, which is really interesting. And that, I'm sure that plays into the whole like just it being a commercial thing, but it's just like you feel guilty if you enjoy any of that stuff any other time of the year. But at Christmas, it's like, oh well, I can, you know, have all the sweets and the presents and the different music that I'm not allowed to. I don't feel like I'm allowed to listen to Christmas music year round. Some people
you're do correct, it, but, and they are incorrect.
Well, I know. Yes, thank you. And so I think it just helps it feel special.
Yeah, I was at the doctor today, and I got on the scale, and I saw that number, and my first thought was like, "That's going to go up a lot when I go home for the holidays this weekend." I was like, "I'm happy with this number, but it's not going
to
stay there."
But then you get to make a New Year's resolution to work out, and you never do it.
That's right. So I was going to say I'll make it, and then I won't actually do it.
Yeah.
It is interesting. I've said this before to people. It's just like as human beings, we make rules that we make ourselves keep.
Yeah,
and it's like no one else is saying, like, there's no like supreme alien that's right. Like we will obliterate you unless you like do this. But we make it, and so the non-Christmassy one being just like any government. Is just some of their stuff is hilarious. Like the etiquette. I'm like, it's so specific and formal, like British Parliament. I'm like, why? Why do we torture ourselves by like being like these ceremonies, like you must do this and then do this. But it is kind of funny with Christmas in regards to like food or music and stuff. There's like the no. Like this is a Christmas food. Uh-huh. You don't get it any other time. Right. But that's how I feel. Like I love eggnog.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I wish I could drink it all the time, but I feel dirty. Yeah. And so my dad and I kind of have a rule of like no eggnog until after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Same it's with like Christmas music.
Yeah, and so, decorations and all that stuff. Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, not to get philosophical, but that's what makes some things, I guess, matter in life is when they're limited or temporary. So you have to kind of enjoy it in the moment. Mm-hmm. So it's like maybe – again, what makes Christmas magical is where there is that heightened sense of like thinking about your place in the universe. You know, you got Jesus' birthday in quotation marks.
Right.
You have, you know, wanting to be a better person and like give stuff to people and, you know, again, specific foods that you don't always get and seeing people who maybe don't get to see other times of the year. And so I think that's why it lends itself easily to stories because it's an easy tool to use to tell a story.
A little too easy, but little, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's like so many Christmas movies where it's like our family is fighting and now they're together and they're gonna learn their lesson.
Yep.
I know that I particularly look forward to, like, I like seeing TV Christmas specials for shows and like I'll hope to think of some more examples, but specifically like Community.
I was just thinking
had the great stop motion where they do it in the old, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer style. And that one was really funny.
Yes.
And so like that kind of stuff I get excited about. And honestly, I've never really like, I don't revisit TV during Christmas. It usually is like, all right, time to watch this movie.
Right, that's true. Yeah,
but I wonder if this year, if I could convince my parents of like, let's like find our, like, let's go through our favorite shows and then find the Christmas episode.
Special.
Because
yeah.
Elf has been too much for me.
Yeah.
I like that movie. It's good. I don't have disdain for it now, but it's still, it's like, I don't want to watch it again.
I know every single part of this movie. Like, I'm not going to, I'm going to zone out if I put it on. That's how I am.
Yeah. So maybe I'll have to look at, you know, the classic television shows like 24 and see what their Christmas episode is. You know?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. I think they have a really good one called The Red Wedding.
That's right. That's when Santa gets married.
Yeah, The Wire, I think, has a classic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Breaking Bad. I mean, I'm sure that Christmas shows up. Yeah. But yeah, obviously there's not a Christmas episode. Anyway, other just fun fact that tickled my brain. I was listening to a different podcast, the H.P. Lovecraft Podcraft podcast, I think is what they say. And they're going through ghost stories right now. And they mentioned, they're like, it's kind of cool that one of the most famous stories told around Christmas is a ghost story.
Yeah.
And I never really, you know, think of A Christmas Carol as a ghost story.
Right.
But it straight up is like, there's lots of ghosts.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Some would say there's a plethora of ghosts. Noah.
One would say that.
Is it me?
Yes.
And there's moments that are, and I haven't just straight up read A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
But there's moments
who,
in the
who has?
I don't know. I assumed that you did.
No.
You're quite the reader.
Well,
not according to your wife, but everyone else says so. This goes to the debate, listeners, of whether or not listening to a book is reading the book. I'm very much on the team that it is.
Yeah.
I recognize it's a little bit different, but I also like people are like, oh, well, you know, the chemicals are the brain pathways. I'm like, well, you don't know. You don't know any of that.
Thank you for fighting the good fight.
I fight the good fight for you.
Thank you.
When it's adapted, A Christmas Carol, it's kind of creepy at points.
Yeah.
Like, especially at the very beginning. It's like, what's happening? And even in the lighter versions, like the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
The beginning of that's creepy. And then the whole, is it just Marley and Marley? Is that the name of the first two ghosts, his old business partner?
I have no idea.
But it's like the song Marley and Marley. That's exactly how it goes. Listeners, I wish you could have seen Noah's face as he just watched me like act out a Muppet thing.
That's amazing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Not to stick on Charles Dickens too much, but again, just because I'm filling this episode with whatever content I want, is my coworker sent me an article, or he was just talking to me, and he said that Charles Dickens mentions spontaneous combustion in A Christmas Carol, but then straight up has it occur in his other book, Bleak House. And just that was funny because back in the day, it was such a like strange concept. And I mean, even for me now, I'm like, the fact that people can spontaneously combust is kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
But the fact that back then, like someone, you know, with limited knowledge of the world could just be like, go to someone's house and be like, hey, you know, Mr. Give me a last name, Noah. Help me.
Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins, Mr. Old Man Jenkins, are you there? And then, you know, he's not. And they open the door and walk in. They would just see like ashes, like in a chair, like the pipes on the ground.
That can't happen, right?
What?
Is that a real thing?
Spontaneous combustion?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
It is.
No.
You're welcome to look it up. It has occurred.
What's the definition? Just like you burst into flames.
Let's Google it really quick. We got time.
Without any outside input.
So basically, and again, I don't know if his version of it was based on a real case in real life, but what happens in the story, is that this guy is just like an alcoholic. He just drinks like crazy. Mm-hmm. And then basically it's like you're lit from the inside, like the human body becomes a candle. And so you just like burn. So, all right, here we go. I just typed in spontaneous and I was like reading the definition. I was like, that, what? Spontaneous human combustion. There we go. That's what we're wanting.
Yes.
is a term encompassing reported cases of the combustion of a living or very recently deceased human body without an apparent external source of ignition. So the overview, characteristics, forensic investigation, suggested explanations, natural explanations, notable examples. I mean, there you can read about it.
Okay.
So basically, it is a real thing.
Okay, yeah.
But it was, I guess there was people who didn't believe in it or whatever, and that he specifically
myself
mentioned
included.
It.
Well,
I mean, understandable. Again, it kind of is one of those like, is this like a X-Files thing?
Right, exactly.
Or,
yeah. Interesting.
It makes you not want to drink. It's not enough to make me stop.
Mm.
But it is there.
I mean, the sadness keeps coming, so you got to keep the drink.
I got to drown it out somehow. is there any beyond a Christmas Carol? And maybe this is a dumb question, but again, just because I'm still thinking about spontaneous human combustion.
Sure.
Are there any other notable, like, Christmassy books that, like, where Christmas is a big part of the book? Obviously, there's going to be a buttload of Christmas books, but...
There's one that is called the Bible.
I knew you were going to say it. I saw the look in your eye, and I was like, he's going to try to Christian shame me. Doesn't work.
It's the OG,
I got the bottle.
The OG Christmas story.
That's right. It's just a small chapter of that book.
That's true. I don't know.
So I can't like.
That's like completely dedicated to Christmas. I mean, I'm sure there are a bunch of like.
But yeah,
you know,
no, like,
children's
but like a popular
stories,
one. Like one that's really famous. Because like you said, obviously there's a lot that will actually be about Christmas, but. Because in television shows, they have their, like, this is our Christmas episode. And then movies, you know, there's a lot. You know?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the movies that we know are based on a book.
That's a good point.
But
did you, so you talked about not liking a lot of Christmas media stuff. What do you think about It's a Wonderful Life?
I have not seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that. Has anyone tried to fight you after you've said that?
Oh, many times.
Okay. Have they won or lost?
Oh, I'm still here, so.
Yeah, but you can keep going and be losing.
That's
myself
true.
An example. Thus the bottle.
No, people do get pretty riled up about me having not seen it. I feel like I started it a long time ago with other people, which is never a good idea. I don't like watching movies for the first time with other people. But
well, thanks for doing it with me.
Well, except for you, obviously.
Fantastic.
No, I have not seen it. I guess that was your only question.
I was gonna say I saw you looking off and I was like, I think we're done. obviously I'm probably just I'm not gonna really be the stick that broke your camel's back, but I would suggest it. You know, it is I wouldn't say it's overrated. It is just like, it's kind of like Elf for me, where I've seen it so many times that I'm like, I don't really need to watch it again. But Jimmy Stewart is very charming. Mm-hmm. It is a very fun movie. Again, its theology is hilarious. Like, and I'm not saying that's like, it's not right, but it's just like, in terms of like what the movie's telling you, how the universe exists, it's kind of hilarious. Like, this seems like a dumb system. Uh-huh. Okay. What are your thoughts on Die Hard?
You're going to laugh.
You also haven't seen Die Hard?
No, I'm not.
Oh, man. I am just uncovering a treasure.
Name another Christmas movie.
Another Four Christmases.
I've not seen that.
Jingle All the Way.
I have not seen that.
It's a terrible movie, but it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right. And it's hilarious.
I've seen Elf.
Okay.
Bad Santa.
I haven't seen Bad Santa.
It's actually really funny.
Home Alone?
The first one a very long time ago.
Okay. I haven't seen. Is there more than two?
Probably.
Okay.
But I think it's only two are acknowledged.
Third's the black sheep.
That's right. I think that's it.
That's all. Now
I've seen Holiday Inn, White Christmas.
Is Holiday Inn straight up Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
because that's the one with Jack Black, right? And then, and
wait, what am I?
Cameron
thinking?
Diaz. Is that Holiday Inn? No, I'm sorry.
No, that's
I'm thinking of a very random movie.
No, that's The Holiday.
Yeah, but
yeah,
Holiday Inn is a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Bing
but
Crosby.
What's the one I mentioned?
The Holiday.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Is what it's called. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack Black, Cameron Diaz,
Jude Law.
And is it Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
Is that a person?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Welcome to a new episode of Humming Fools, where Kyle and Noah try to remember random movies that have existed. Okay. I'm also surprised about the Die Hard. What about Lethal Weapon? Mm-mm. What about Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
Actually, I've seen Lethal Weapon 5 and 6.
Really?
Which are the Always Sunny
Lethal Weapon. Well, episodes. I honestly was like, they went for a while, so yeah. I wasn't sure.
I think officially it's 4.
Okay. What about Iron Man 3?
Just movies. I've seen Iron Man 3.
Yeah, but again, it's Shane Black and it's Christmas, so.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And Kiss Kiss Bang Bang,
yes. One of my favorites.
Okay.
What did he do recently? He did the Nice Guy. Nice?
Well, he most recently did The Newest Predator, but then, yeah, before that was The Nice Guys.
Nice Guys, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, let's get out of here. Let's leave. Also, don't be so aggressive and hit your microphone. Stop it. I'm sorry, poor listener. I know they really care.
I like that you said listener.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it real. I'm keeping our expectations, you know. But no, this is I am surprised that you haven't seen Die Hard. And again, I want you to focus on the surprise, not ashamed or, you know, angry. Like, there's so many classics that I still have yet to see. And unless someone's full-time job is doing that, I mean, every single person's going to have a, I haven't seen fill in the blank. So,
and it cracks me up when people like act all like uppity and outraged that you haven't seen something that they just saw. You know, like, you haven't seen The Godfather? It's like, well, you watched it for the first time like a year ago. So if it's someone had come up to you a year ago and asked you the same question, then it would have been the same thing.
It's especially bad if they're younger than you. You're just like, shut up.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Go back to school. You five-year-old.
Get off my lawn.
Again, that made me laugh with the being satisfied in the now.
The Martin
Scorsese. You're like all these five-year-olds running around trying to be Martin Scorsese.
Yes.
Well, last, like, just going back to Christmas itself, it is unfortunate with all the commercialness, you know, like that it all, like it, people getting caught up in the gifts and the money. And, you know, especially with where I work, I see the amount of money specific toys make. And again, it's just kind of funny that it's like kids will just decide what's cool and it can be the most random product ever. But it's like, that's the thing that I need.
Yeah.
And it's usually not based on necessarily the toy being awesome itself, but like, again, people's perception about it.
Yes. And usually, especially nowadays with like YouTube and stuff, like one person said that something was supposed to be cool, and then kids will latch on to that and be like, well, that's the cool thing.
Yeah.
Or they see it in a movie or a commercial or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like gift giving itself isn't bad. Like, it's really fun to give and to, you know, have stuff given to you. But I think as I get older, it's like what stays with me, and everyone's different, because, you know, there's the love languages and people are kind of indifferent to gifts.
Yeah.
It's like, you could just tell me I'm handsome and I'll like that all that, like that makes me like you. But if you give me like a $5,000 or whatever, it's just kind of like meh, you know?
I'm not in the same boat.
Again, please, that's not for me.
If you're faced with one of those two options, give me $5,000.
Don't listen to Noah. He's just trying to hide his secret fear. but you know, people are different that way. But it is like, for me, I've recognized that it's like, just transitioning from being a kid. Because as a kid, it was like, it has to be big. It's gotta be shiny.
Oh yeah.
You know, that shows me how much you love me and the amount. And now it's kind of like just the actual intent and stuff and the story. And it was even funny, you know, to pull it to the Enneagram. There's like a kind of a parody account on Instagram, and they'll post pictures on it. Mm-hmm. And so it says like the different types, what they say when they give you your gift.
Oh,
and so some were like, I would have got, I got one for myself as well. Uh-huh. Or like nine, which is yours, was like, it's fine if you don't like it. I have the receipt. Do you like it? You can take it back if you don't want to. But fours were like, I got it for you because I remember this thing you said 2 years ago.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, it's so true.
That's very true. That's cool.
But I'd be interested for our listeners. Again, this is a busy time, you know, the holidays. And so you may not feel like writing in. But I'd be interested to hear the most meaningful gifts you got. Cause sometimes, again, with artists or people who are creative, there's a possibility for being misunderstood and people not quite getting what you're actually into. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, Kyle, you like the movies. So I got you this like fill in the blank random
Blart
thing. Yeah. I got you Paul Blart.
I like, got you a VHS of this movie that was in the bin.
Yeah. And so I just would be curious what your guys' like favorite, slash just most meaningful gifts were, or if there was that moment where like, yes, like this was like the piece of gear or the, you know, the thing I really wanted that would that helped me with my creative process. I remember like getting you know, specific movies, or most recently my parents got me a Masterclass. Have you heard of Masterclass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For Steve Martin's on comedy, which just like made me so happy. And I told them, I was like, I would just watch this because it has Steve Martin anyway, but also the fact that it is educational is really exciting for me to go through a course. So, if you don't have any, Noah, that's totally fine. I'm putting you on the spot. We didn't talk about this beforehand, but are there any, Christmas gifts or things that, you know, your family got you that you were like, oh yes, like, or that were just meaningful to you, and they don't have to be related to art. And again, if not, no worries. We'll skedaddle out of here.
The one that sticks out was, I don't remember how old I was, but I'd been wanting a BMX bike for a very long time, and I did not think it would ever happen. And one Christmas, I guess it would be Christmas Eve, because that was usually when we opened our presents. But I get this like tiny little package, and I open it up, and it's like a bell that goes on a bike.
Oh, nice!
And I was like, "Oh, this is cool!" Like, like, okay. And I think I had like some bike at the time that was just kind of janky, but I was like, all right, I wouldn't use this, but this is great. And then my dad was like, well, it's supposed to go on something. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. And he's like, on your next gift. And I was like, wait. And then, you know, it's like when like someone gifts a car to someone else, they'll gift them the keys or whatever. And so he rolled the bike in, and it was beautiful, and I loved it. And I had the bike for a long time. But that's the one that stands out.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like I've seen that even in a movie too. So I wonder if the movie got it from your parents. The bell specifically. I have some memory of that. Maybe we're brothers.
Maybe you were there.
Are you my brother? Uh-huh. wait, I was the bike the whole time.
I had you for a long time.
Noah rode me a lot. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, I remember some of that stuff too as a kid where you're like really wanting a specific gift and then you like get to the last present and it's like the wrong shape and you're just like, oh man. Uh-huh. And then they get you somehow like, and this isn't one of those examples, but kind of like how you talked, like just trying to like, I was taught to have a good attitude and to be thankful. And so like with you just like, oh, it's a bell. Cool. Like, thank you. Like my brother tricked me as well. And he just got me like a, he gave me the manual to a Star Wars game. And so I open it up and I just see the manual.
Yeah.
And again, like wanting to be nice and be raised, I just was like, oh, like, and again, my heart being like, what the heck? But I was like, oh, thanks, Jonathan. This is really cool. Like, again, trying to think of something to compliment, like the cover's kind of cool. And I just kind of like put it down and just like smiled. And then he was like, wow, I was expecting much, much more. I was like, different reaction. He's like, here's the video game. Like, you're way too polite. And I was like, okay, thank God. Cause I was actually kind of angry. anyway, it's kind of
this reminds me, there was one Christmas where, our neighbors were Canadian and they had just moved to France from Canada. So they didn't really have any other family and stuff like that there. And so I think we had them over for Christmas. And they got all the kids in my family, they got us all gifts, which was really nice. And then my my little brother gets to his and he opens it up and he looks at it and he's like, I don't like this. And just like, just my embarrassment just could not be contained in that moment. I was just like shriveled up. And I was like, John, you can't say this. Stop it. And my parents were like, oh, no.
Oh, boy. Oh, shoot.
And of course, they were, the neighbors were very understanding. Oh, that's funny, kids, you know, whatever. But I was just like, oh, I can't deal with this.
It gave me anxiety just listening to it.
I know, yeah.
That's, I mean, there's a long list, but there's a whole list of reasons Kyle doesn't want to be a parent. And one of them is I don't want my kids to riddle me with even more of like, oh no, don't do that. Why'd you do that? Why'd you say that? And then again, it would be totally fine.
We're in public.
Yeah. I don't like this. that's funny. It reminds me of just a running joke with my parents as well, is that like for a long time. And again, like, I'm not owed anything as a kid. And so I look back and I cringe at my reaction of to course. Some stuff. But
you feel so entitled.
Yeah. It's just like, shut up, you little brat. But my mom, wanting to be a good Christian mother, would gift me with, devotionals.
Oh, yeah.
And they usually were, like, sports related. And so it'd be like, Susie was playing basketball and then Johnny like bumped into her on purpose. What Susie wanted to say was, you suck, Johnny. But she remembered that Bible verse she read. Let's go to it really quickly. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, she remembered that. And she said, hey, Johnny, no more. Don't worry about it. God loves you. And then Johnny was like, oh my gosh, my parents were going through all this stuff. And I didn't, you know, it'd be this whole thing. And it just like, they were awful. They were so bad. Uh-huh. And so I tried to have a good attitude, but I would like, as a kid, be like, you are wasting one of my presents on something that is terrible and is garbage. And she just kept doing it. Like year after year, I would get another one. I'm like, I didn't finish the last one you gave me. I'm not going to keep reading these.
That's funny.
But thankfully, A, I grew up a little bit and stopped being so entitled. And B, it became a joke. So she started to pair them with an actually good gift.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd open up and you'd have both. And it's like, okay. It evens it out. And now and just, you know, becoming more of an adult, there's a better understanding of like, oh, yes, I do want to read and I would be very interested in theological things. But let's maybe read Thomas Merton as opposed to like this dumb sports like whatever. So,
but I'm taking that as her saying you need these.
Listen, you always have a bottle in your hand. Yeah. Like you need to stop.
You're 5 years old, Kyle.
The devotionals just get more and more complicated. Like Kyle was an alcoholic.
Like, but he remembered says a verse. Your name. Like
it's like underlined.
You're like, this Kyle guy sounds like an idiot.
Mom, did you write this book? well, I mean, I think that I think we've done a great job covering Christmas as a holiday. I think it's been very historical, very informative, yes, very deep, very spiritual. And so I think while we're on the high, we should get out of here. Before we do, Noah, and again, we don't need to stay with this long, and maybe it'll be a future episode or maybe not, you know, whatever. But since by the time that we come back, because we will not be here next week when you're listening to us, so we will not be there for you right as the new year occurs. We will come the week after. It's kind of crazy to think that we've already had 17 episodes. We started back in August, and now we're here. And it's weird to kind of think about.
It is funny. I don't ever think that we've had a lot, which we haven't. I mean, objectively.
Yeah, it's not a huge number.
Right. But someone was like, oh, wow, so you've been doing this for 17 weeks? And I was like, holy cow, that's... when you think about it, an amount of time, it's a lot. It sounds like a lot more than just 17 episodes. But it's been really good. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, same. And again, like there's no crazy listenership. You know, there's no crazy sponsorship deals. You know, we're not rolling in money. But it has been. My fear was that it would just be straight up radio silence. My fear was that no one would care at all.
Yeah.
And that there would be no engagement. And again, I'm not trying to build it up to be something that's not, but like there has been like lots of fun moments of feedback and moments of encouragement and moments of connection, and it resulting in people wanting to hang out and meet with me and just talk about stuff. And so I'm very thankful for that. And so to the people that do listen, thank you so much. And thank you for the feedback, like again, negative and positive, and for the encouragement. Again, I won't speak for you, Noah, but I get so focused on the future / my own imperfections that I think it's been encouraging and healthy for me to have other people be like, hey, this is, you know, again, yeah, this isn't, you know, the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
But like, it's cool that you're, at the very least, it's cool that you're doing it. Yeah. Or like, I like that one episode. I admit I will never listen to another one.
Uh-huh. But,
you know, so, and also just, you know, getting to hang out with you and talk through these topics. I'm still an ignorant babe, but I feel like I've learned not a lot in terms of like facts. Like 2 + 2 = 4, you know, but I've learned in
have you
how
not,
I
have you not learned that?
Well, I mean, now I have because I got it right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I was cheating. I was looking at the computer.
Had the calculator out.
Let me just do something real quick.
So I've learned that 2 + 2 = 4.
Oh, no. Okay, so this has never happened to Noah and I before, but episode just randomly stopped recording, so we have to redo our goodbye.
The whole thing. Oh.
Oh, oh. Wow, welcome to Humming Fools. I'm Kyle Stuka. But I think what we were getting to before it cut away, you know, digging past the me learning math, was just saying thank you to our listeners.
Yep.
Y'all are beautiful, and I love you.
Yep.
And so with that, we want to let you get back to, and as Noah said the first time, you know, if you've made it this far, thank you, specifically into this episode.
Yes.
But yeah, just hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your holidays. We will not be around next week, just a reminder, but normally we are here every Tuesday around noon. If you want to engage with us further, you can do that on Instagram. Links are in the show notes. We love talking. We love chatting. And I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Yeah.
Noah, you had a really great goodbye that you did last time.
You can't set it up now.
Oh, it was, guys, it was so funny.
Oh my gosh, no.
Noah, thank you so much for joining me as always. I won't see you for a while.
That's true.
So I give Smokey a kiss for me.
I always do.
Give Ivy a lick for me.
Ooh.
And give Izzy a scholarly pat.
Mm.
And give Julia an affirmative nod.
A knowing nod.
A knowing nod. And I'll see you when we come back.
All right. Merry Christmas, you dirty creatures.
That's what it was, baby.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.